It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Welcome to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International with Dr. E.K.D. Quick. With your Bible in hand and your heart open to learn, let's join the teaching in progress.
From the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2, we are continuing our series on Christian biblical basics. This is a six-part teaching series on how to have a fundamental understanding of the scriptures and also how to have a closer walk with the Lord Jesus Christ and how to develop our relationship with others. This is the teaching on Christian biblical basics, part 6, No Cross, No Crown. Scripture teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12, if we suffer with him, we shall reign or rule with him. The objective of this teaching is to learn that Christians will suffer for righteousness' sake. Point number one. In terms of persecution, family and peers may not understand. However, we must win them with our light and our love. John chapter 7 verse 5 says, for neither did his brethren believe in him, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. Before the resurrection of Christ, Jesus Christ's own family did not believe in him. His own family thought that he was not in his right mind, and they were not supportive until after the resurrection. John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus Christ says, in this world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Matthew chapter 10, verse 21, and the brother shall deliver up brother to death, and the father the child, and the children shall rise up against their parents and cause them to be put to death. Jesus Christ here is teaching that there shall be the suffering of the righteous from those that are their own kinsfolk. And we as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are to win them over with our life, our light, and our love. Scripture teaches that we are the light of the world and the salt of the earth. Scripture teaches that we are living epistles. And the Lord Jesus Christ, his purpose for us is to be his mouthpiece, is to be his body upon the earth, the body of Christ, the invisible church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, that individuals will see and hear and be drawn to the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation. As a result, the enemy will try and attempt to discourage Christians, to douse the light of the Christian, and to thwart the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We have a ministry to our local family. We have a ministry to our children. Our first ministry is not to the local church. Our first ministry is not to the homeless or the sick and shut in, although those ministries are on our agenda as something we should do consistently. But our first priority and our first ministry is to our own family. The most difficult of ministries to our own family, because they know our past and how we were living before we came to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they are having a difficult time believing that we have been changed because they know how we used to be. However, our first and most important ministry is to pray for our family, to live a life before our family that draws them to the Lord Jesus Christ, to have a manner of life of love and compassion, grace and mercy, holiness and righteousness before them that allows them to be convicted in their heart of hearts and to be drawn to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. Point number two, in terms of Christians suffering, there are many individuals who believe that just because you become a Christian, all of your problems will go away. This is far from the truth and reality of the Christian experience and journey. There are examples throughout the scriptures and throughout history that teach that even Christians will suffer persecution. The history of the apostles of Jesus Christ bears witness to that, as the apostle James was executed in Acts chapter 12, verse 2. The apostle Peter was also martyred for the faith and hung upside down on the cross. The apostle Andrew also was martyred for the faith as he was hanged on an olive tree after suffering crucifixion. The apostle Philip was also martyred, where he was tortured and then crucified in Phrygia. The apostle Matthew, the tax collector, was beheaded according to history. The apostle Nathanael, which sometimes is called Bartholomew, flayed to death and then crucified. The apostle James the Lesser was also martyred. He was cast down from the temple, beaten to death with clubs to the head. The apostle Simon the Zealot was crucified a martyrdom death. The apostle Judas Thaddeus, not Judas Iscariot, but Judas Thaddeus, also suffered a martyred death as he was beaten to death with sticks. The apostle Paul was also martyred as he was beheaded by the Roman Emperor Nero. Thomas the apostle was also martyred as he was thrust through with pine spears, tormented with red-hot plates, and burned alive. Further, according to history, Isaiah was sawn in half. Stephen, according to the book of Acts, was a martyr that was stoned to death. Scripture teaches in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, about Antipas, a faithful martyr. Revelation chapter 17 speaks of Mystery Babylon being drunken with the blood of the martyrs. There is Christian suffering going on today's college campuses as individuals who are Christian are muted and suppressed in terms of their free speech rights, while others are given the liberty to minimize, discount, and put down Christianity. There is persecution in the law of the lands that we see being passed, as there are more anti-Christian, anti-moral laws being passed. Also, according to the Voice of the Martyrs, there are more individuals that have been martyred for the faith during the previous century than all other times combined. Yes, throughout history and even today, the righteous will suffer. Why? Because as Christians, individuals have a bullseye on their back and on their chest, and the enemy of our soul, the devil himself, according to the book of 1 Peter, goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Jesus Christ spoke of the devil as the ruler of this world. The Apostle Paul speaks of the devil in Ephesians 2:2 as the prince of the power of the air. The enemy of our soul, the devil himself, hates mankind. Why? Because what the devil tried to steal from God in the beginning, God is going to give to his children, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, as an inheritance upon everlasting life. So the devil is furious with mankind. For the devil in the beginning tried a heavenly coup d'etat to take over heaven and to rule heaven. And he was cast out according to the scriptures. And as a result, his hatred is targeted toward mankind because mankind can now inherit the kingdom through Jesus Christ. It was Jesus Christ who said, "Fear not, little flock. It is my Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Luke chapter 12. So the devil, the enemy of our soul, knows that his time is drawing nigh for him to be judged. And he is attempting to take down as many individuals as he can. And as a result, the righteous will suffer. Christians will also suffer in this world because we are light that exposes the darkness. We are righteousness that exposes unrighteousness through our conduct, through our speech, through our life. And individuals who refuse to yield to the light of the Lord through Christian conduct will try to douse that light, put out that light, as not to expose their own darkness. Scripture teaches in 2 Timothy chapter 3, "Yea, and all those that live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution." It will happen. It is unavoidable. Scripture teaches in the book of Acts, chapter 14, verse 22, that Paul stated, after he was stoned and recovered, he had a revelation, and he quoted that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. The enemy will use himself, his minions, or other individuals to persecute the righteous, to douse the light of the righteous. Point number 3. In terms of persecution, the Lord can keep us even while we're in the fire. Individuals who are going through suffering and persecution have a tendency to jump out of the fire. Oftentimes, individuals are suffering in their body through disease or through pain or through a heartbreak or a heartache, rejection, abandonment, neglect, woundedness, tears running down their cheek late at night. Individuals with such pain in their gut that they often wonder if God is there. And their faith begins to wane, and they begin to think about leaving the suffering that they're going through by jumping out of the situation, compromising, and giving up on God. We as Christians should be encouraged throughout the scriptures that God is always with us, even when we don't sense him being right there. The Lord was in the fiery furnace with the three Hebrew boys in the book of Daniel, chapter 3. The Lord was with Daniel in the lion's den in Daniel, chapter 6. The Lord was with Joseph as he was imprisoned on false sexual assault charges. And these experiences and others in the scriptures teach us that he will never leave us nor forsake us. And he can keep us while we are suffering in the fires of trials and tribulations. Individuals have a tendency to jump out of the fire, not just based on the pain that they're going through, but also when they have pressures to compromise. Individuals who are being tempted, who are being talked about, who are being ridiculed, peer pressure, and oftentimes they just want to be accepted and get along. We as Christians should be encouraged to know that our labor is not in vain and that he can keep us even in the fire. Jude verse 24 teaches, "Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling." James chapter 1 verse 12, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried or tested, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him." Those that endure temptation, those that stand the test of time, no matter what the fiery furnace of their life is bringing them, they will receive a crown of righteousness. Scripture encourages us in the book of Hebrews that we should endure temptation and trials because we have not been called to shed our own blood as the Lord Jesus Christ. And as a result of that, the Apostle Paul states that these are but light afflictions. The trials and tribulations that we go through are nothing compared to the price that was paid by the Lord Jesus Christ. God understands and he empathizes and he cares for all of us and he knows exactly what we're going through. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13, "There has no temptation taken you but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it." As long as our faith holds strong and we trust in the Lord, we can endure that temptation where God will make a way of escape. Just as God was with Daniel in the lion's den, the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, Joseph in prison, Paul and Silas in prison, and a host of others, the Lord hath made a way to escape. James chapter 1 verses 2 and 3 gives us a formula on how to endure temptation. James chapter 1 verse 2 says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations." Verse 3, "Knowing this, that the trying or testing of your faith worketh patience." Here, James is teaching that when we fall into diverse temptations, when we fall and come across and come along certain things that tempt us, for it is okay to be tempted. We are human. We cannot avoid temptation. But when the temptation comes, James says to count it all joy. To switch from individuals complaining about the temptation to rejoice in the temptation, knowing that temptation is a testing or trying of our faith. And as a result, it works out patience in us. It works out endurance in us. It works out steadfastness in us. As individuals change from feeling that the temptation is coming to condemn or destroy us, instead, we turn that temptation that's designed by the tempter Satan to destroy us into a testing or proving of our faith. To see what good can come out of the situation. To see how we can overcome. We turn the temptation that is meant to destroy us into a positive testing of our faith. And as a result, it works patience through us, we have endurance and stick-to-itiveness, to where we endure until God makes a way of escape. We as believers, we as Christians who love the Lord, should endure the fiery test of the trials that we go through, for it is working out of us in patience and working in us patience. It's working out of us complaining and working in us thanksgiving and gratitude. It's doing a work in us through the fire of testing. It's burning off the chaff and the things that are not of God, and refining us and causing us to come out pure as gold. When gold is tried in the fire, all the metals and the tins and the materials that are not gold is burned away. So over time, all that's left is pure gold. So it shall be with the Christian as they endure the suffering for righteousness' sake. They will come out pure as gold. Matthew chapter 5, verse 11 through 12 teaches, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you." Instead of individuals looking to jump out of the fire of the suffering when individuals talk about them or persecute them, they should instead rejoice, as Jesus tells us in Matthew 5, because just as the apostles suffered, we are suffering. Just as Elijah suffered, we are suffering. Just as Job suffered, we are suffering. We're suffering for righteousness' sake. We're suffering because we're trying to do the right thing. We're suffering because we're doing what Christ would have us to do. We're suffering because we're pleasing the Lord, and the enemy is upset and angry and trying to stop us. We are pursuing our spiritual goals in life and our purpose in the Lord, and as a result, we are suffering for righteousness' sake. Individuals, instead of jumping out of the fire of that marriage, should endure what that trial is trying to teach us. Not if they are suffering abuse and there is a safety factor, but individuals that are trying to work out the relationship in the right way. Individuals that are trying to resolve their financial challenges. Individuals that are often trying to overcome challenges on their job should not jump ship, but they should stay in the fire and allow that trial and that testing to refine them as they come out the end pure as gold. Point number 4, in relation to Christian suffering, there are two kinds of suffering. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 16, teach that we are supposed to suffer, and that there's two different ways of suffering. Verse 12, "Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy." We are to rejoice, for as Christ suffered for righteousness' sake upon a wicked world, we also suffer for righteousness' sake in this world that is unrighteous. "And great is your reward in the kingdom of God. Scripture teaches if we suffer with him, we shall reign with him." Romans chapter 8, verses 17 through 18, "And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Individuals as Christians have an inheritance waiting for them, a crown of righteousness, a crown of suffering as those that endure to the end. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14 and 15 and 16 teach that there are two different ways to suffer, and individuals must be careful that they are suffering for the Lord. Verse 14, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. Verse 15, but let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other man's matters. Verse 16, yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. Individuals, oftentimes who are suffering, must examine themselves and begin to see, is this suffering for righteousness' sake, or is this suffering because I've brought this on myself based on my misbehaving, based on my bad conduct, based on me committing a crime, or gossiping about my brother or sister, or doing the wrong thing? Am I suffering because of righteousness' sake, or am I suffering because of my own bad conduct? Am I suffering as a Christian, or am I suffering because I am living a life of disobedience in the Lord? Individuals who are suffering for righteousness' sake, a crown is waiting for them. Individuals who are suffering for disobedience will receive the chastisement of the Lord, and if not repented, the judgment of the Lord. Scripture teaches in the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, that the way of transgressors is hard. Scripture teaches in the book of Psalms that God is angry with the wicked every day. We must be careful to discern the type of suffering that we're going through. Is it suffering for righteousness' sake in the Lord, or is it suffering based on our misbehaving and disobedience? We also must be careful that we look not on the unrighteous and think that they are not being judged or that they are getting away with something. Jeremiah chapter 12 was concerned about the wicked prospering. David in Psalm 73 was concerned about the wicked prospering. But David, further in that psalm, learned that they may spring up like a great bay tree, but one day they will be cut down. Individuals who are suffering for unrighteousness must examine themselves and begin to repent. And individuals that are suffering for righteousness can rejoice that the Lord is pleased that they are enduring trials and tribulations for doing what is right in the Lord's eyesight, and great is their reward in the kingdom of God. We must be careful that we don't blame God for the suffering that we're going through. Individuals that are suffering for righteousness' sake are in the will of God, and great is the reward in the kingdom of God. However, individuals who are suffering for disobedience or suffering as a result of living outside of God's will, suffering by doing that which is not right in His sight, is bringing that on themselves, and God is not punishing them. God is trying to get their attention through the precious Holy Spirit. God is trying to get their attention by the consequences of their choices, that they may turn from their ways, look up to the Lord, fall on bended knee, and say, "Oh God, have mercy on me." Individuals must take ownership of their own choices if they are suffering as a murderer, thief, evildoer, busybody, or whatever the transgression may be. God loves them even though they are disobedient. However, God will judge them if they do not repent from their actions. This is the teaching on Christian Biblical Basics, Part 6. And on today, if you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, or if you have strayed away from His love and kindness, I invite you to bow your head and close your eyes and pray this prayer with me, this prayer of rededication, this prayer of salvation. Won't you pray with me? Oh God, I am a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ died for my sins. I believe that God raised Him from the dead. Come into my heart. Come into my life. Save me today. Forgive me, I pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to the teaching ministry of Life Changing Ministries International. LCMI is a Christian non-denominational teaching ministry based solely on the Holy Bible, dedicated to pleasing God, glorifying Jesus Christ, and ensuring that the Bible is the foundation in everything this ministry proclaims and endorses. For more information, log on to our website at lifechangingministries.com. Please join us again next time for more Bible teaching. And remember, we have the victory through Jesus Christ.